Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey! All right. Well. I'm going to give you guys a little tech tip in here before we get started into the main podcast of episode 12, glue pulling aluminum. So if it sounds like I'm talking it again, it's because I did not have the pleasure of using the new mini lifter called Lift Right from Ray Sapnu. If you guys haven't already seen it or heard about it, anyways, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, it is a very, very good lifter. Here's what I've been using it so far, okay? Before we get into the main podcast, it is a lifter that you can, you're grabbing it like as if you're squeezing someone's hand, like you're handshaking somebody. It's kind of like that, or you're grabbing a beer can, you know what I mean? Like the grip of a beer can. But imagine having a lever on the outside of the beer can. Shut the hell up. So it's straight up, boom, and you pop it. So far, my experience with it has been very positive, very positive. Is it a game changer? You guys will have to find that out for yourself. I think here's my take on it, because I'm just going to give you my insight before we get into the main podcast. My main insight about this is definitely going to save your wrist from carpal tunnel over time. If you're new tech, I would strongly consider getting this. If you're an older tech and you're stuck on your ways, or you're just happy with your mini lifter, you may not want this. It pulls just the same, if not better. Okay, that's all I'm going to say on that. But it's comfortable. It's natural. I'm being fair here, okay? Ray has an awesome idea here. And matter of fact, it's not an idea. He brought it to reality. I think it's definitely a needed product, because us older guys, we're feeling the carpal tunnel in our wrist. I'm right-handed, but I'm feeling it in my left. And I think mainly is because when I hold a tool, I think my left hand is locked into place at a certain position, and I don't realize it subconsciously, and it's stiff. It stays there. So now I'm getting little micro chronic pains in there, which I have never had before. This, I could see using a mini lifter over time. Ray claims that he has the same thing in his right wrist from glue pulling a lot. Now, he's a hail tech. He's more of a hail tech than a route big dent tech. Not saying he doesn't do it. I'm just saying he consistently does more hail. And when you are glue pulling and glue pulling and glue pulling rails, or any other panel, yes, you're very susceptible to getting aches and pains in the wrist. So this mini lifter called Lift Right, to me, is a very, very good option to help solve that chronic pain, or prevent it, if you ask me. I am actually creating the video as we speak. I can tell you right now, I shot some of the clips in slow motion, and it was amazing, because the pull, the snap on that thing is, I wouldn't say violent, but it's very aggressive, which you would want, especially if you have a deeper dent. But you can see the vibration, just like the shock waves in the arms going from the wrist all the way to the elbow. It's amazing. It was actually pretty cool. And I can't wait to finalize the edit and show you guys. It is a little bit of my opinions and my take on it with my experience and different clips and shots and a little bit of mini tutorials on it. So I hope you look forward to that. I'm looking forward to releasing it sometime next week. Anyhow, if you are interested in that new mini lifter, you can check it out at precisionpdrtools.com. precisionpdrtools.com. Ray Sapnu is the owner of and creator of this mini lifter called Lift Right. There's a better way to do things. Find it. And that's his slogan right there. All right, just real quick, we're going to get into a tech tip here. It's an app that I strongly believe in. It's really has helped me organize my goals and my everyday tasks. And I think it's going to really help you achieve your small things all the way to your long-term goals. It's an app called Remente. You need to check that out. If you are serious about accomplishing things and helping you really get things done in reality way and help your, I always talk about a balance, like a wheel. You know, your life is a wheel. You got your family, you got your business, you got your religion, you got your love life, your wife and your spouse and, you know, your kids. There's a lot of elements to your wheel. And this thing really has a way to help you balance that. And it actually has something that I'm talking about in that way. And as a busy PDR tech, like you guys and like myself, you have to manage that wheel really well. And I think this will definitely help you achieve that much easier and with a more clearer vision and without having all that stress. So check it out. It's called Remente, R-E-M-E-N-T-E, and I think you'll really like it. All right, what's going on, everybody? We are going to bring this topic to a front called glupolene aluminum. Glupolene aluminum. Now, the other day, I was doing a very deep crease on a Tesla, and I have to say, I'd have to admit that Tesla aluminum is just a piece of crap to work on. I hate it. It is aluminum that does not like to cooperate with you. So what I recommend is, well, we're talking about glupolene, right? Well, what I'm going to recommend is what I'm going to recommend. I know I'm just losing my track of thought. Sorry, guys. It sounds like my head is going everywhere, but I'm not really, I'm thinking of it too far ahead instead of looking at my notes right here. Glupolene aluminum has its own technique. You really have to be well experienced to understand, already know the type of glue your favorite glue is, what works, what pulls the strongest, what's the combination of the tabs that you're going to use, along with the set times, your environment, so on and so forth, all the normal stuff that you have to consider in order to make it a good and great repair. Now, I was glupolene a long crease, probably about 5-6 inch crease. Well, it's long to me on a Tesla. Fairly deep, right below the body line. Excuse me, right below the brace in the middle of the door. And if you worked on, and I'm referring to the model Tesla Model S, the sports car, is a 2014. And I could get a tool around the brace, but I didn't have the leverage, you know, because when you have like a longer door tool, you don't have the leverage. You lose the leverage as you go further down and you lose the length of your tool. And when you have that brace is what it does is it pushes your tool further away from the skin. So when you're twisting, you're not getting that full contact of the side of the tip. You try doing a whale tail. By that time, your whale tail goes further past the brace and then it wants to spin on you. So you're really not getting great leverage. And if you, for those who really, really want to get it out, without having to struggle like that, then you are taking the door off, the window out first and then the door panel and then the door off the vehicle and mounting it. But you're probably looking at another $300-$400 just to do all that in R&I for the customer. This is for a friend of mine. So anyways, it's not about that. I'm just saying there's options that you could do it, but I'm talking about glupolene. So this is why I'm glupolene it. It was a long crease, like I mentioned, and there are tutorials on Dent Trainer that I talk about on how to glupole aluminum. There's a really good one on this, but I'm going to explain it through a podcast and how I was able to get this dent out. Number one, I was using root beer glue with this. My preferred glue right now at this time is the hog glue. It's an orange and black, but I usually use the orange. I don't know if there's any difference between the orange and black. I haven't tried them both yet. I just kept going for orange because it works. So I have to talk to my friend Daniel Grom or the guys over at Anson and see what is, you know, what that is. Or I'll just have to test it myself. But at this point, it's the orange glue is really good. But we're talking about the root beer glue. It does have a little bit different pull, but to me personally, it's a little harder to take off than it is compared to the hog glue. And hold on, I'm just getting my train of thought here. I'm trying to mute my watch because every time I have so many damn phones. I have two phones, a watch. I got computer stuff going on, so if you hear a little computer noise, that's why too. So anyhow, and plus I'm trying to see how good this microphone sounds. I change microphones about once or twice a week. I changed two microphones, and you are hearing one of them right now. And if you're interested in what it is, why does Mike's voice sound so this or that? You can follow with microphone. I'll be happy to tell you what microphone, because some of you guys want to start your own podcast and maybe you do your own voiceovers for your videos, things like that. This is the Shure 55. It looks like the old school Elvis Presley microphone, like that old one, you know, just old radio look, pretty bitchin' looking microphone, but it's also sounding pretty cool now too. All right, so back on subject. The glue. The one thing about the root beer glue is that it's a little hard to take off. It pulls like a mofo, but it's a little hard to take off. And I think it's a little bit more gooier than other, meaning it runs a little bit more. I mean, it'll drip more here and there. But other than that, it's really a good glue. For when I was taking this crease out, it was a 6-inch crease. So let me just go over what I normally teach and how I do it. Is I will definitely not butt up my tabs like one after another. You might have seen on YouTube, I was doing a dent and I was training Dan Chapman back then. We were doing some training and he was with me. It was like a 14-inch crease on a Suburban, or I think it was Chevy Tahoe, nasty crease on the front fender. Man, we butted and up tabs like you wouldn't believe. This is like close to 10 years ago or more. And I had a crease tab on it. I had a round tab on it and another round tab next to it. And then we were yanking. We pulled it. But you know what ended up happening? We had this up and down, up and down, up and down pattern. Like it was high spots, low spots, high spots, low spots. You definitely don't want to do that. Don't want to butt up your tabs. So here's my advice. Here's what I do. I split it in sections. If I have a 5-inch dent, I'll probably split it in thirds. So three different sections, and I only do one section at a time. I don't go crazy and keep going. That's something you should consider as you're pushing your dent too as well. If you have a long crease, make sure you break it in sections. Why? Because it forces you to slow down. It automatically helps maintain how clean you're going to push and be. Now, there are different techniques. We'll get into that as well for different tools that have lately came out, like Stanliner tools that will really, really help prevent those push marks or those skips, those zipper effect that we like to call. And the same thing with glue pulling. So I break it in thirds. And it doesn't matter. I still use that technique, even for myself, for your students or myself. I break it in little sections because it helps me stay clean. And I know I don't need to move to a different section if that other first section isn't clean. Okay, so here's the technique. I was using crease tabs, and my preferred crease tab, because I was using on aluminum, was the Black Plague Ice crease tabs. And I was using about, I think, a 2-inch crease tab. I don't remember the exact length, but it's definitely longer than an inch, about 2 inches. I think about their little mid-size crease tab, skinny one. Okay. Not the fat one, the skinny one. And it's like a blue tab, kind of clear. That's why they call it ice tab. And so I put the root beer on there. I don't put a lot of glue on there. I just put a nice little string right across it. And then what I do is I will, instead of putting it right on the crease where it starts, I overlap it. I put it just before it begins and then over where it starts getting deep. Why do I do that? Well, the reason why I do that is so I won't have to worry about any skip marks, any places that I didn't miss, that I missed, or I have a high spot and a low spot. It prevents the zipper effect. Always, always overlap where the dent starts. Don't place it the edge of the tab where it starts. You will miss, or you will pull not enough, and then you'll be mad because you're technically, when you do that, you're locking pressure into that area that you missed. Really, it's kind of like you reverse what you're trying to do. And then you got to force yourself to tap it down, start over again and pull. And then it's never as relaxed or before you just started. So you really, in order for you to really to get out of that, if you end up doing that, you really have to make it much bigger, make the center much bigger because you're trying to double relax it so you can get a much better pull if you're in that case. Now, there are times where you're not going to get just a big, solid, perfect pull. You'll get a pull, and then you maybe still have a little bit of a center in there. Don't worry. You got to tap it again. But you don't go past that part that you were and you sectioned off. You just keep going, and repeat that process until you get it. So that's what I was doing. I was pulling it, getting very good, and I was using the RoboLifter at the time. And was I squeezing at first? I was kind of giving like a light squeeze and tightening up and lightening squeeze and tightening up and just bam. I mean, it did not want to let go. I mean, it was like I was squeezing someone's hand and it didn't want to let go. And then finally just snap. And I have these alarms in my shop. If someone breaks the glass or something like that, these alarms go chirping and going off. I was pulling it so hard, it sounded like glass shattering. Just snap. And my techs, right, the students were stopping what they were doing. They were like, holy crap. They came over to look at it. That's what kind of pull you need on aluminum. And you need to go a strong, aggressive tab. If you don't have the ice tabs yet, I would highly, highly recommend it because they will pull definitely what you want. I don't know how I'd be able to pull any other way without those tabs. And they pull tremendously well. So, but you have to repeat those steps. Pull, if you got it tight, but you got it still low in there, you got to reset it. Here's what I tell my students too, resetting, okay? If you reset it, basically restart the dent. Doesn't matter if it's bigger, or doesn't matter if you had to retap it down. You know why? Because you get another chance. But if it's messy and you don't tap it down right, now you what? Guess what? You are guaranteed two chances. Always tell them that. And this is what they remember. And they remember this. What do you mean two chances? I thought you said if you do it, reset it, you get another chance. But you're saying I get two chances if I don't set it up right? Yeah, and it's called slim and none. So if you don't set it up right, you're going to get two guaranteed chances, and that's slim and none. That means you barely have a chance to do it, and you won't have a chance to do it. But if you set it up again and set it up nice, like means don't no high spots in it, it's symmetrical, it looks clean, it's open again, the crease looks shallow, there's no sharpness to it, then you will have another great chance of getting that dent out. So make sure you are resetting your dent. And that's part, don't think that's not part of the process. It is. Listen, tapping down is just as important, if not more important, than pushing. Especially when it comes to glue pulling. Actually, glue pulling is all about tapping down. I don't care what you say. Once you get the glue pulling down, I can teach somebody glue pulling how to place the tab and pull in about 30 minutes or less.
literally, just to get that formula down. You know, how fast they need to put it down, what type of tab they're using, how aggressive the tab is, using a mini lifter versus the slide hammer. 30 minutes, we got that down. But you know what takes the most amount of time is knowing how to place the board, how to tap, how when to stop tapping, how to open it up, how to reset it. All that takes a lot more time. And that's what you have to concentrate on. If you feel like you're lacking in that, then you know that's part of your problem. I guarantee most of the problem with glue pulling, it's not the pulling part. It's the tapping down part. That's the hard part. And with aluminum, you dang darn better be good at tapping down, because you will make a hell of a mess. And here's another tip. Tech tip, boom, boom, boom. Make sure your tap downs are clean or brand new, nice and basically they don't have any, they're not flattened out. We call it mushroomed, where it's kind of looks uneven a little bit. It's kind of crooked. The tip is because you've been hitting it so hard that it just has no shape anymore. If it loses its shape, it's not probably a good idea to use that same tap down, because what happens is when you are tapping down with an unshaped, not shaped correct, or not brand new tap down, or well kept up tap down, what ends up happening is you're not actually tapping down correctly. You're actually adding to the problem. You're making micro lows, or it's making like scratches. It's dirtying the panel as you're tapping. It just causes confusion. And what happens when we're confused? We guess. And then it gets really messy. And that's a problem no matter what in PDR. So you got to take those little details I'm talking about, take them serious, and understand if you're having problems with glue pulling, ask yourself, is it more of the pulling or is it the tapping? Because if it's the pulling, it's generally just because it's a formula thing. And when you're doing about a formula thing, is what I mean is like, you know, the weather conditions, what is your weather like outside? Is it cold? Is it hot? Is it humid? Is it both? Are you indoors? You're outdoors? Do you have the sun on it? Do you have shade? How long are you waiting? Are you using slide hammer? Are you using mini lifter? I mean, there's different points. There's different parts that are going to make your pulls stronger or you need to finesse things, or you're just not tapping down right and it's getting messy. It just looks like doo-doo. So glue pulling is a lot about tapping down. And once you get the formula down, because listen, if I'm going to go to Colorado and help a buddy and he's got overflow and it's starting in October and it's going into the winter, I'm bringing all types of different glue with me, because I don't know. In the morning, I could be using cold, the blue glue, right? And then later on, I'll be going to tab weld, because the panel, if the temperature changes, the air temperature changes, I don't know what I could be facing. That same thing goes with tabs too. So your tabs can definitely vary. You know, you don't always need to go to the most aggressive tab. And aggressive tabs to me, right now, or the root beer tabs from Anson, the obviously the Black Plague Gangrene, the ice tabs. Now Kiko makes flip tabs, which they're like ice tabs. They basically have a smooth side and a textured side. So those to me right now are really, really a great tab, because you don't have to have all these different sets of tabs. You can have, you know, the best of both worlds in there. I really encourage you to try those flip tabs from Kiko. Really good tabs. Then you get into your mid area like pulls. You got your plain Janes, you got your tequila tabs. They pull aggressive, but not massively aggressive like an ice tab. So you got to really be aware of what you're pulling. Are you trying to really like create a mountain? Are you got a stubborn pit in there and that's why you want to do that? Or maybe you've been pulling a long time, but you're not getting the pull you want. You know, there's different formulas on there. So I would work up for moderate. If the dent is not too deep and it's kind of a shallow, I'd probably grab a Kiko, the one with the texture, kind of looks like a golf ball, the blue ones, maybe a plain Jane, an Atlas tab, something like that, something with texture on the tab itself. Because I find that the smoother the tab, the harder the tab is going to pull. And that's just a fact. That's just the way they are. So anything with the texture, you're not going to have such a more aggressive tab. I also like using a slide hammer if I don't want to just yank it off. I've been using the dampening system from the Ultra one. There's a Pull Dog one, that the original one that came out. I mean, that's been out, and that is a fantastic puller. I do like the Ultra because it has a little bit more options on there. You can have a closed ring, an open ring. It's basically a pass-through, a non-pass-through. You can easily, it has all those options on it. You can add weight to it. It's a great, great slide hammer. If I had a chance to get the Pull Dog, I would get that one as well because it just looks so damn pretty and super nice. And it's a very, very effective slide hammer. There are other ones out there. I'm not saying you have to have the dampening one, but I do have a tutorial coming out on Dent Trainer where I did a RAV4 and I was using the Kiko centipede tabs, the smooth ones, and they were really flexible. And the dent kind of went in. It went in just above the edge of the corner of the panel. And so what we ended up doing is put the centipede tabs around the corner of it. And then we hooked up the slide hammer, the pass-through slide hammer of the Ultra one. We dampened the end. So basically what I'm saying by dampening, it has a spring on the back. And so when you're pulling, it's not snapping off. You're not snapping the tab or the centipede tab completely off. It's pulling it, but not yanking it. Because you don't want to snap. If you want to snap, then that means you want the tab to come off and you want to shock it and you want a nice fat high. Well, in this case, we didn't. We wanted it to come out evenly. We wanted to see how smooth we can pull it. We wanted to control. And the dampening thing really works. It really does work. And you will see that in the video. It was a really, really well done technique. And I think you'll get more of an idea of how that was done. So that's coming on denttrainer.com. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that. I'll actually put a link to where you can go see it on Dent Trainer. Just I did a little before and after video. So anyways, that's what I've got to say about glue pulling. I'll probably have a lot more to say later on, but at least you can have a little tech tips there and a little bit of tutorial when I just mentioned, kind of give you a vision of how I do it. There are some very, very good glue pullers out there. And another thing too, we'll get into glue pulling and blending, because blending and glue pulling go hand in hand. That's my weakness. I've been working on that here and there, but you know, making sure that I'm getting better and better. It does take practice. And if you want to go into that thing, we're going to talk about that, because it takes basically picking out a blending hammer is like picking out a wand, like you're Harry Potter, right? Not every wand or blending hammer is going to fit your needs. You're not going to like it. Guarantee you. It's like, you're like, I don't like that one. And maybe, you know, a bunch of other people like it, but you don't. And maybe you like one and other people don't. I encourage you to try them all. If you're new in blending, try them all. But there's really going to be one or two that you're really going to pick up a majority of the time. Anyhow, enough about that. So that was just a little insight about glue pulling on aluminum and glue pulling period. And I hope to see you guys on denttrainer.com. My name is Mike Toledo. I will catch you on the next one.